Today, we'd like to see the title of Obtained Mercy in the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 1, verses 12 to 20. For online courses people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 16, however, for this reason I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show all long-suffering as a pattern to those who are going to believe on Him for everlasting life. Why did Paul say, I obtained mercy? Why did Paul say, I obtained mercy? Question 2. In verse 19, having faith and a good conscience, which some having rejected concerning the faith have suffered shipwreck. What does the phrase of having faith and a good conscience mean? What does the phrase of having faith and a good conscience mean? Last question in verse 20. Of whom are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I delivered to Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme? That may learn not to blaspheme. What does I deliver to Satan mean? What does I deliver to Satan mean? First of all, we want to see a little background. Verses 1 to 11 basically decide Paul exhorted Timothy to care the sound doctrine. So what is the sound doctrine? For example, in Philippians chapter 3 verse 9, Philippians chapter 3 verse 9, and be found in Him, or found in Jesus, not having any own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith. Basically, the righteousness coming from faith in Christ. So, God called us when we were sinners or unrighteousness. But when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior, God counted us righteous because in Jesus' righteousness upon our faith, God see us righteous. Verse 12, and I thank Christ Jesus our Lord. Yeah, because of sound doctrine, so only by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, the all Christians are considered as righteousness. So, verse 12, and I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has enabled me. So God make a disciple Paul to be able to ministry right here, because he counted me faithful. God counted disciple Paul faithful. So God counted disciple Paul, or Paul, faithful minister, faithful, putting me into the ministry. Ministry meaning service, you know, to the Lord and Lordship, you know, basically. Putting me into the ministry. So here, enabled me. Often God commands impossible things, showing that God's commands are His enablings. God's commands are His enablings. What does it mean? God commanded His instrument to do impossible things. then actually God is enabling impossible thing through that instrument. For example, Matthew chapter 12, verse 13. The Lord Jesus Christ asked a man with a withered hand, or a withered hand, handicapped person, stretched out your hand. Which meaning, withered hand, which meaning he is impossible to stretch out, you know, his hand. That's why, you know, withered hand, you know, handicapped person. But Matthew chapter 12, verse 13, Jesus said, To the man with a withered hand, stretched out your hand, and he stretched it out. So Jesus Christ ordered to the handicapped person to stretch out your hand, but handicapped person did not refuse to obey Jesus' commandment of an impossible thing. Rather than he willed to obey here, so willed to obey to stretch it out, stretch the withered hand out, stretch out the withered hand, and it was restored as a whole as the other. So withered hand is fully recovered to normal hand. So here's enabled me. So God enabled Paul to be faithful minister or a faithful servant. Then verse 13, although I was formerly meaning before accepting the Lord Jesus Christ Savior, or before believing in the Lord Jesus Christ Savior, I was formerly a blasphemer. Blasphemer means make a bad word against God, you know, make God, you know, unholy, you know, with word, and, you know, that kind of blasphemer. Blasphemer, a persecutor, and an insolent man, or an injurious man, a man to injure others. Here, basically, blasphemer against Jesus, or persecute, you know, Christians. So, you know, violent man against the Christians. The kind of things we want to see, Book of Acts, chapter 7, verse 8. Stephen preached gospel people, you know, Jewish people. That time the Jewish people stoned the Stephen, so because they thought, you know, the Stephen, you know, was a blasphemer. You know. So, but that time, you know, Book of Acts chapter 7, verse 58, and they, you know, the audience over Stephen message, they cast Stephen out of the city. You know, outside of the city, and stoned Stephen, and the witness laid down their clothes. The witness laid down the clothes at the feet of a young man named Saul. So a young man named Saul. Saul is the previous name of Paul. So Saul, you know, accepted the witness who stoned Stephen. So here, you know, Saul is a consecrator. Consecrator meaning it is an agreement over two or more guilty parties with the specific intent to commit a crime. Here, with the specific intent to stone or to murder or to kill, you know, Stephen. So basically, when disciple Paul accepted the clause whose witness stoned Stephen, you know, basically the clause, you know, that the witness and stoned Stephen. So therefore, the Paul agreed with stoning people. So also, Paul was liable for stoning Stephen. So this is showing here the persecutor. Also, another book of Acts, chapter 9, verses 1 and 2, then Saul will breathing threats and murder against disciples of the Lord. So murder against the disciples of the Lord. Also showing persecutor went to high priest and asked letters from him to the synagogues of Damascus. Asked letters in two synagogues so that if he, Saul or Paul, found any who were of the way, whether men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. So here we see disciples insolent man or injurious man. Here so we can see. So also we can see this kind of behavior blasphemous. So we can see here. Then, but I obtained mercy. Mercy meaning, acquit guilt. Mercy, a guilty person. Guilt is a complete deleted, which means guilt is acquitted. So consider the guilty person as innocent. So mercy is taken out and guilt apart. So return to innocent status. That is mercy. Because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. So disciple said, ignorantly, without knowing, blaspheming Jesus, persecuting Christians, injuring Christians. So in unbelief, because he did not believe in Jesus as the Lord and Savior. That's why he didn't know that. So he made a bad word, against Jesus or Christians, persecuting, murdering, the injuring them. So those things, mercy meaning, those are guilt part were completely deleted. So then meaning obtained mercy. Here, I did those things, the guilt part, blessed prayer, premier, persecutor, insolent thing, did it ignorantly, without knowing, in unbelief in Jesus. Luke chapter 23, verse 34, Jesus was crucified on the cross, and Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. They do not. So injure the people against Jesus, they do not know. Or even, blaspheming people, they do not know what they do. And they divided his garments and cast lots. So Roman soldiers divided Jesus' garments and cast lots. Talks about Jesus prayed for Roman soldiers. So they forgive them because they don't know what they are, ignorant over what they do. They do the same thing, ignorant. They don't know. Then, verse 14, and the grace of our Lord, grace meaning gift. In addition to mercy, mercy is simply the taking out, the wrong part or guilt part. Grace meaning, additional gift, a free gift, unmerited freely given gift. The grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant. So, in addition to mercy, God gave grace based on with faith. So with faith, and love which are in Christ Jesus. So love which are, because love covered up, you know, grace and mercy, you know, everything. You know. So love which are in Christ Jesus. You know, God loved so much the world, and that's why he gave his only Son, begotten Son, Jesus Christ. We have lived in him, so not have perished, you know, but have everlasting life, you know, that kind of thing. So here, this is a faithful thing or worthy thing, and worthy of all acceptance. It's very important, acceptance. Acceptance meaning, I'll give you one example. We every Sunday provide donuts. So donut is given to each church member. So if you want, you might accept the donut. That means then you may eat. Without, you do not labor anything to make a donut at all. So you just accept or reject. So this is God gave opportunity to everybody, the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. So if you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, you are saved. But if you reject the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, you are not, you know, saved rather than condemned. You know, that kind of meaning, acceptance. Acceptance really meaning belief, you know. So that opportunity is given, so whether or not you accept or reject, that is not work, and just accept. For example, donut, you know, you accept or reject. You do not, you know, work to make, cook a donut at all. You know, just accept or reject. Here, all acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save a sinner of whom I am chiefer. Here, Christ came into the world to save a sinner. This is Jesus told to Nicodemus, John chapter 3, verse 17 and 18. Chapter 3, verse 7 and 18. Here, Jesus said, John chapter, John chapter 3, not here. Okay, let me see. I am reading John chapter 3, verse 17, 18. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him, the world meaning the people, through him, through Jesus, might be saved. He who believes in him, in Jesus, is not condemned, but he who does not believe or does not accept, he is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of only begotten Son of God. So basically, you know, explained, you know, John, you know, chapter 3, 7, that's the same token here. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. You accept, you know, the Jesus, so you are saved, otherwise you're not saved. But here, Paul said, I, of whom I am chief. So a lot of sinners, I am the chief of sinners. Here we can see, the more Paul understands Jesus' grace or God's grace, the more he knew his own sinfulness, humility, humbleness, and thanks. So this is very important. Also, we should know God's grace, the more we should know, the more, you know, sinfulness, humility, humbleness, and thanks. You know, that kind of scenario. So, disciple Paul, you know, confessed, I am the chief of sinners. Then verse 16, however, for this reason, I obtained mercy, This is question one, and what is I obtained the mercy? I already explained in verse 13. So because of disciple acceptance of the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, the God, cleaned away all his guilt apart, blessed for me, persecution and injury of people, that kind of matter. Verse 13 explained that. That in me, first Jesus Christ might show all suffering. So first Jesus loved me when I was a sinner. So Jesus seen all long suffering. So Jesus waited for Paul long to be a faithful minister as a pattern. Why? As a pattern or as an example to later believers, to the following believers after Paul accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. So a pattern, an example to those who are going to believe on him, on Jesus, for everlasting life. So basically here, the Jesus Christ waited for a long time for Paul to be a Christian and faithful servant. Why? Because the Jesus want Paul to be an example to the following believers. Verse 17, now to the king. Here we call doxology. Doxology meaning a song to praise God. Now to the king. King, God, Trinity God, or Jesus, the king, eternal, immortal. Immortal, not dying. Invisible. So here, invisible thing, invisible person, invisible to God who alone is wise. So here, very important, only God is wise. That's why, whenever you have a problem, so you should ask the Lord. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. So you should ask God's wisdom. Only God is wise. Be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. So all glory, all honor to the Lord. That's why we as a pastor hesitated to use the title of pastors, reverend kind of thing. So reverend is which meaning honor. So the reverend really to God. That kind of means. So husband and wife relationship, God, the particular husband, the love, your wife, and wife, reverend your husband. So this meaning extremely respect your husband, that kind of the meaning. So the bottom line, honor and glory, all of them to God forever. Verse 18, discharge I committed to you. Discharge means this responsibility to take care of Timothy, called as a spiritual son, people of the Lord. I commit to you, son Timothy, according to the prophecy, previous prophecy meaning the God's word, previously made concerning you here. So we this is we think on the ordination ceremony kind of thing to Timothy to be a minister. That time is ordination participating people such as elders and Paul made a prophecy to Timothy, that by them you may wage the good warfare. Good warfare means spiritual warfare. Here, the prophecy previously, God's word, prophecy meaning God's word to edify, exhort, and comfort. Because of 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 3, in the New Testament, in a prophecy, a gift of a prophecy kind of thing. But he who prophesies, prophecy, he who prophesies speaks edification and build up, him to the body of Christ, exhort. Exhort meaning correct and encourage, exhort and comfort to man. So that one, which is concerning you. So concerning you is Timothy. So Timothy is a ministry, you know, preaching and teaching. Like today, you know, evangelist and pastor, you know, like that, preaching and teacher. So we can see the 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2. Timothy's ministry scope: preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. So first part in Timothy's ministry responsibility: preaching in season, out of season. Then number two, convince, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering, with patience and teaching. So second part is teaching. So preaching and teaching. So by teaching, he may give a convince, rebuke, exhort with patience. So then by them, so by them meaning they gave a prophecy concerning Timothy. So by then we could find out elders and Paul, because 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 14, do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy with the laying on the hands of the eldership. Here, elder laid it on the hands and prayed, making prophecy concerning Timothy. So we can see also 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6, therefore I remind you, Timothy, to store up the gift of God, you know, prophecy given up, which is in you, Timothy, through the laying on my hand. So basically Paul also laid his hands on Timothy, making up, you know, the prophecy gift. The prophecy gift them basically encouraging, you know, Timothy to ministry. You know, that is a straw. Verse 19, having faith and good conscience, which is some having rejected. Some having rejected good conscience. Concerning their faith, they have suffered the shipwreck. So some concerning faith, they have suffered the shipwreck, meaning wrecked their faith, or rejected their faith. So the question is, having faith and a good conscience, what does it mean? Faith, the definition is Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So meaning having faith, you know, keep the word of God, because the faith is the essence, the word of God. Hearing by the word of God. So without the word of God, no faith. Also good conscience. Conscience, the meaning, discernibility over which is right or wrong. You know, that is a conscience, discernibility over which is right or wrong. You know, that is a conscience. But here said, you know, good conscience. Good is, Jesus said, Matthew chapter 19, verse 17. Jesus said to him, you know, rich young man, why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. Only God is good. So that is a good conscience. So only God is good, conscience discernible, which is right or wrong, or which is good or bad. So then meaning only God's standard, or at God's word, you should discern which one is good or evil. That is a good conscience. So also without God's word, you could not keep good conscience. So having faith and good conscience simply means keep God's word. So we can say, verse 20, last verse, of whom are Hymenaeus, who is Hymenaeus, and Alexander, whom I delivered to Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme, not to disglorify God. So here, Hymenaeus, Alexander, Hymenaeus, the 2 Timothy chapter 17, we see Hymenaeus delivered a different gospel. So no longer, you know, resurrection is existent. Here, and their message will spread like a cancer. Here, Hymenaeus and Philetus are of this sort, who have strayed concerning the truth, saying that the resurrection is already past. So resurrection is already past, no longer resurrection. That means, you know, all Christians, you know, could not be resurrected, could not, you know, resurrected, could not live again. So that is the different gospel, not sound doctrine. And they overthrow the faith of some. So that, you know, negatively influenced on the faith of Christians. Alexander, who is Alexander? Alexander is 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 14. Alexander, the coppersmith, did Paul much harm. May the Lord repay him according to his work. So Alexander, the coppersmith, coppersmith meaning maker, maker over idols or a basin with copper, and that is a coppersmith, you know, gave harm to Paul. Also, Alexander, we can see in a book of Acts, chapter 19, verse 33-34, also opponent of the Paul's, you know, preaching. Paul's preaching, Acts chapter 19, verse 26, said, "Moreover, you see and hear that not only at Ephesus, but throughout almost all Asia, this Paul has persuaded, turned away many people, saying that they are not gods, which are made with hands." So, you know, there are many idols, you know, in Asia area. So Paul said, you know, they are not God. And, God is because they are made by, you know, human being. And so idols, obviously, like that, with copper, with silver, you know, many things they made up, you know, idols. You know, they are not God. That is opponent to Acts chapter 19, verse 33-34. And they drew Alexander, they meaning opponent people, Ephesians, through Ephesians who worship, you know, idol, you know, particularly this case, Diana, and a goddess, goddess Diana. They drew Alexander out of the multitude, the Jews, putting him forward. And Alexander motioned with his hand, wanted to make his defense to the people. Want to make his defense, meaning his defense to whom? To the people, defense against the Paul's preaching. They are not God, which are made with hands. But when they found out that he was a Jew, but the Jewers, so in a different position of Paul, all with one voice cried out for about 2 hours, "Great is Diana of the Ephesians." So rather than, you know, Diana is nothing, no God, they say, "Great Diana, God has made with hands over the Ephesians. Great Diana over the Ephesians." So we see that here. Yeah, Paul's opponent, you know, Alexander, Paul's opponent, to cause the people to chant, "Great is Diana of the Ephesians." That is Alexander, Owa and coppersmith to harm Paul. So we don't know Alexander, you know, which one, maybe both the same person, we don't know. But Hymenaeus, you know, he said no resurrection is existent anymore, you know, take a different gospel. Alexander, you know, harming disciple Paul, you know. So I deliver to Satan, which meaning the apostles' authority. So with the apostle authority, disciple, you know, apostles, meaning apostles of Jesus Christ. You know, so Jesus Christ, your authority, you know, exists the same authority. So I delivered, you know, Hymenaeus Alexander, you know, to Satan. That kind of construction. Number two, construction simply means remove them from the body of Christ's church. Remove them from the body of Christ, a local church. Why? Because there they may learn not to blaspheme. So they should discover their own error in a blasphemy. So no resurrection exists. That is actually blasphemy against God. You know, they should find out their error, then they might repent. They coming back, they are restoring to the body of Christ. So this kind of discipline, you know, always purpose is a correction purpose. So let's see, you know, each question. In verse 16, however, for this reason I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show all long suffering as a pattern to those who are going to believe on him for everlasting life. Why did Paul say I obtained mercy? Mercy meaning acquitted and killed apart, you know, because the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, deleted, you know, killed apart, you know, blasphemy, persecution, and injury. Verse 13, because Paul didn't know in unbelief, his unbelief of the Lord Jesus Christ. At that time, those things were guilt against Jesus. So those things is completely deleted. That's called, you know, mercy. So considered as innocent. So question two, in verse 19, having faith and good conscience, which some having rejected concerning the faith have suffered a shipwreck. What does the praise of having faith and a good conscience mean? It's the bottom line to keep God's word. Because without God's word, you couldn't, you know, have a faith. Without God's word, you don't know, you know, to discern which is good and evil. So good conscience. So bottom line to keep, you know, God's word. The last question in verse 20, over whom, of Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I delivered to Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. What does I deliver to Satan mean? You know, two constructions. Number one is apostles' authority to deliver to Satan, in order that they learn their error to blaspheme and repent and restore. That first meaning. Second meaning, simply mean remove them from the body of Christ, a particular local church. Then, you know, they might have opportunity to see their error and repent, restoring to the body of Christ. Let us sing song together, hymn number 405. So we will conclude in today's Bible study.